Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazian.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poel. You know, over the last couple of years, a lot of conferences, business events, personal growth events moved either completely, like not to happen, they canceled, or they moved online. And over the last year, what we found is a lot of those events are back. They're in person.
Yeah,
which is awesome because it's so great to get to see you all and via our co-host in person. We love that. And it's also great to get to see all of you, our listeners, in person too. And what we're finding is we are entering into conference season, an event season. And if you are planning on taking advantage of any of these this year, maybe you might be a little bit like us where you are like dusting yourself off a little bit and getting back in the groove of these in-person events. So I am excited because we're going to be jumping into those today.
I love that. Well, and I know personally our Her Best Life event in Scottsdale was just filled my cup. You know,
it was
amazing. It was so good.
I came back on just like a personal high from it. And you know, There is just something to be said about those in-person engagements and interactions. The energy that you get from those are just different than when you're doing it all online. So I'm
also
excited today.
And you get so much when you're traveling on the airplane. You also get so much white space that you don't get when you're at home. You know, just being on an airplane for me is like, I don't, in some ways therapeutic. It has become therapeutic in terms of like being able to write and think. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So That's been awesome. We had a good long flight to get to Scottsdale. So
that's so true. Yeah. So today what we're going to do is we're going to jump in and tell you our favorite secrets and talk through the 5 steps to maximize any event that you may be planning on attending this next year. And we called this the why, what, who, how, and do. So did I do it wrong?
Why, what, how, and who do.
The hoodoo.
I was really looking forward to you saying that. So
man,
I was like a little disappointed that you messed it up. I was like, I can't wait for the hoodoo.
It was better. I was saying it over and over again.
Try it, Seychelle.
I'm going to try it. So we're going to talk about the why, the what, the how, and the hoodoo.
Perfect. It's just like my dreams.
The hoodoo. Who do you need to know about for conference seasons? So I'm so pumped. Yes, let's talk about the hoodoo. But first, let's talk about the why.
Let's talk about the why. Okay. I'm such a dork. Okay. So the why. Okay. So this is probably the most important thing, which is why it's first.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you know why you are attending the event. Okay. It's not just it might be to socialize and have fun. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with that, but you want to get your money's worth. You know, every event that you go to, you should think about the ROI on it. So take a second, look through the sessions, think about where you're at in your business, and come up with, I would say, 3 main things that you want to get out of the conference. So maybe you need to work on your leadership. Maybe you need to figure out how to do something tactical in your business. Maybe you need to connect with a person who's doing something that you're doing at a high level. So that might be the 3 things that you need. Remember, you're spending your precious, valuable time, not only at the sessions, but time away from family, time on the airplane, you know, day to get there, a day to get back. So it's a really big investment, and you absolutely don't want to go into it without knowing why you're going.
Totally agree.
For me, I think one of the biggest questions that I ask about the why before I put it on my calendar and commit to being there is, you know, your priorities in your life. So for me, family is first, right? So is my family going to benefit from me being there, or how will they benefit as well? And then also, will my team, my business, benefit? And making sure that it's not for my ego or for FOMO, or, you know, that my main priorities in my life, are they going to, will I be a better leader? Will I be a better mom, by going to that? Because it is, it's, it, all conferences are a big time commitment. Mm-hmm. And so you want to really look at the why.
Well, can I ask you a question around that?
Yes.
So how does going to a conference make you a better mom?
Well, I view anytime I'm going away, I ask myself why. So the big thing for me is like Her Best Life or Five Dolls, our time together definitely improves me as a mom. And so that's a big item that I look at when I'm saying yes to those items. And I think I am a better mom when I have a break. It is a great break. And, you know, we go really hard with work and mommying. And so it's a nice break at times where I come back, I feel more refreshed. And so that helps my family as well.
Yeah. And I can honestly say from our Her Best Life events, Nick has commented multiple times that the things that we implement from what we've learned, and that, you know, that's getting down the list for us, but he always comments on like the things that you did the work on or the things that you put in place, you know, for our family after leaving time, either with, you know, your circle or with Her Best Life. Really help move the needle forward in the different circles in our life that we want, which part of that includes being a parent and being a spouse. And so actually when, like we had a retreat recently and I ended up getting sick like the day before we were leaving and I was super bummed about it. But you know who also was super bummed was Nick was really bummed about it because he was like, I know that when you get to go spend time, you come back recharged, but you also come back with great things that we put in our family that benefit all of us too. So that's
I love that.
A very recent example. Yeah.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, and just one more thing with the why is if you're going to a conference with key team members, like multiple people from your business are going, you probably want to have a little huddle, a little strategy session with them to talk about their why. Why are they going, you know, based on their role? And you want to divide and conquer. So we always do that. We look at what do we need to learn as an organization? How do we need to grow and improve? And then what are the sessions that we can each go to that are not overlapping, right? So we're all going to different stuff.
Yep. That's
never assume that your team member is thinking like that. So you want to lead the charge on that conversation because it's a big investment in your people, bringing them as well. And it's one of the best things you can do. Because they have such buy-in to whatever decisions are made while you're learning. So
Well, there's nothing like third-party endorsement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Third-party endorsement, and also, you know, when you're taking team members to conference, what you're also saying is I'm committed to you and your learning and your growth. And so that is a huge vote of confidence for those team members too. So being clear about your expectations up front, even if someone's been in business a really long time, don't assume that they conference the same way you conference. And so setting those ground rules or setting the cadence of how you want the flow to go or how you typically have the flow and then see how that works for them and you know, what their ideas are of things that they could do to contribute to that really gives them an opportunity to see you in a different light and also make sure that your expectations are met as well of what you want.
So good. So good. All right. Moving on to the what.
Now the what. So it's really important to obviously plan ahead. And so booking flights, hotels ahead of time many times can save money. Getting a roommate. Right. So you want to look at ways to do it economically. Well, sometimes I have found that people say no to going to something that they could really benefit from. The why is there, but then they say no to it because it is a financial commitment, but it's an investment in yourself. And so there are ways to do it economically. So just put that hat on in terms of when you're thinking through. But what do you need to do before you go? What are the logistics? You know, I don't naturally think that way. So like understanding where the hotel is versus where the conference center is, and to make sure that you're not missing things or late. Getting the agenda ahead of time, picking social events and making sure that they're scheduled on your calendar. When you have the why, right, tying the why to the what, when you have the why, you're going to look at the agenda and make sure that you're prioritizing your biggest areas that you need to grow in and focus on. But happy hours, speaking of happy hours, did you guys hear? So some of our listeners are going to be at Keller Williams Family Reunion. And we are going to be there as well, the three of us. And I heard that we're throwing a happy hour.
Having a party.
I love happy hours. Yeah.
Yes.
Party, party. So,
and it's so not going to be like last year, which was insane. If you recall, if anybody was there last year, it was really crowded, which was completely my fault because I told our executive director, Margo, I was like, oh, don't worry about booking a space. Just have people show up. We've done that before.
Yeah,
we had hundreds of people show up. The bar was
swamped.
Happy, not happy. Yeah, the bar was like, what? Why did you invite 200 people to my bar without telling me? I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that was a bad idea. So anyway, so when is
it? It's a better planned happy hour. When are we having our better planned happy hour?
Sunday.
February 19th.
Yeah, in Anaheim. So even if you're not with Keller Williams, come to the happy hour.
Come join us.
Yeah, come to the happy hour. The happy hour is going to be, we'll put it in the show notes. It's going to be on Sunday, February 19th from 6 to 9. And I think it's something called Nova. Does that sound right?
Yes.
I didn't look too closely. I think it's a bar called Nova. And tickets will be available for sale ahead of time. So it's basically like, you know, past appetizers and you get a couple drinks and get to meet all your Empire Building Podcast buddies. So we'd love to see you there. Yeah. Even if you're not with KW, come and say hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
We also have a booth, an Empire Building and a Her Best Life booth. So swing by there too. We're excited to be there, and we're making all of these things a priority on our calendars, which is what we would love for you to do as well.
Yes.
And love pop to
pop by and
you
give us a
person.
Hug.
Yes, we love to hug. So just making sure the other thing that can really burn you out with conferences that I think is really important is making sure that you schedule some downtime and you're looking at your sleep, your energy, you know, really focusing, you know, after I started focusing on my health, and that was a podcast that launched a few months ago on my journey with my health. With travel, you got to look
at— Which is so good. If you guys haven't listened to it.
Yeah.
So good.
So
and
good.
I'm not just saying that because I was the interviewer.
I can say it because I was not, and I really enjoyed it. So I'll give a third party endorsement.
With that, yes. And I think it's really hard when you are making your health a priority and you're traveling and what planning and preparation matters. So making sure you have a water plan, right? You can't take water on the plane. So my first stop is always a Walgreens or CVS or Walmart or Target and getting a bunch of waters. So water, I take my collagen powder, protein bars. So to where if you're in a situation that you don't have access to healthy food, you have things with you to ensure that you don't go off plan or stop making your health a priority.
That's so good, Sarah. And you also have to remember that when you're learning, so your brain, just your brain.
It's getting a workout.
Uses 20% of your daily calories, which is crazy. This little thing up here uses 20% of your daily calories. So when you're learning a lot, when you're in a classroom all day, you need more calories in order to function. Like that's part of the reason people get super tired at conferences and events.
One fun hack I learned was before I leave the hotel to go out for dinner that evening, I make sure that I go ahead and pre-schedule a room service delivery for like a healthy breakfast in the morning. So that it's like starting the day off with some protein or fruit or whatever, you know, whatever it is that is your jam, but starting the day off with like a healthy, nutritious meal that is already preset that I don't have to think about, that just shows up is something that's really helpful too.
It's so smart.
That's point one, why I'm a better mom going to conferences, because I get served room service. And then I come back and I'm like,
awesome.
I'm like, bring me breakfast. Please.
What was the best part of your conference? Room service. Room service is the best.
Well, sometimes when you stay by yourself, like just not going out for a night and just being in the room by yourself, that is everything. When your kids are my age, it doesn't matter. But when your kids are your age, Sarah, having a literal break is incredible. Yes.
is magical.
No one's pulling on me or asking me for anything.
No, it's actually, conferences, although they're crazy, are actually a lot less crazy than regular life, which is kind of awesome.
100%.
Yeah.
I love that. So when we roll into the how, which is our next one, number three, it's really how do you maximize this conference and how do you really be purposeful when you are taking advantage of this opportunity away? So the first thing you want to do is make sure you have a centralized place to take notes. And like, I know Sarah loves her Remarkable. That's a great idea for a conference because writing it also helps re-cement the idea. But then you
Can
have
I
a digital
ask a question
form.
About that?
Yeah.
Go what do you do with your digital notes on the Remarkable? I'm just curious. Do you sort
whole
them,
team has them.
Or do you have like a, how do you do that?
I have folders. So I have a conferences folder and then each of the conferences that I know I'm going to, I start a notebook and then I will either take a picture of it and send it to my assistant sometimes, or actually she downloads the app. I forgot about this because I just learned how to do that. You can download, Remarkable has an app. And so she actually can get access when the Remarkable goes on my Wi-Fi, she'll get access to all the notes. Okay. And then I put boxes by the action items. And so she'll know the action
items. I love that because I like to take notes like that, but I use paper and I have notebooks that I keep.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy just to find like that thing you need, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I have Google Drive is what we use on ours. And then the second part of the notes is like Sarah said, she has puts boxes by her action items. We have like a parking lot or like you'll have your notes. And then like I'll go through the session and highlight the items that I think are the most like actionable. And then at the end of each day, I'll go do a dump of priority of like what was actually, I had 15 great ideas here, but what are like the one or two
smart.
That are really important?
Just so you kind of breezed over it, but just so to be clear, is creating what Seychelle is calling a parking lot, which is every time you have a little aha, like, oh, that might be something we want to look at. Then you're putting it in this separate document. And it could be sometimes you have a conference notebook that you're using, you just turn to the last page, you write parking lot on the top and you write things there. And then at the end of every day, you're looking at all your parking lot items. You're just kind of remembering them, right? You're
that was good.
And then, and then you do that every day. And then at the end, when you're flying home, you're pulling that out and you're circling, you know, not all of them, the top few things, right? So, and those are going to be, we're going to talk about the do.
Yep. We'll get into that.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
The other thing to keep in mind is on the how is how do you make sure you're maximizing your time there? And so if you are not letting your clients know you're leaving the office and you're going to be out, your team, some people like don't even tell their team they're leaving. They're all virtual and they just like ghost for a couple days, right? Like let your team know, let your clients know you're going to be out, have a game plan around that, set your out of office, like actually plan for that time to be intentional. And we actually have a really great episode on this too. It's episode 101. It's called How to Take Time Off as a Business Owner, but like actually schedule to be out and to be fully present and engaged at the conference so that you can actively pick up on those action items in the parking lot notes.
I think it's important too when you said that it made me think of this. It's important that when we're communicating to our teams, to our people, to our clients, you know, that they understand why, what's in it for them that we're going. Because what I found is you know, on social media, a lot of times conferences just look like we were at a party. Like the whole time.
Totally. And yeah, you know, I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
It's like we're away from our our teams, we're away from our family. And they're like, oh, she just went to
it's like Realtors Gone
party.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. and really, you know,
funny, not they, funny.
Yes.
I mean, we've all been there when that some people choose to make that more literal, but yes.
But they benefit greatly from us being there, and they need to know, you know, hey, I'm going away and this is my, these are my focuses, and this is, I'm going to bring this back to you guys. And, you know, we're going to be able to help more people because of this time away. And so just wanted to, I'm going to be totally focused on where I'm at and just making sure that we're answering it. Like what's in it for them, for us to be away is powerful too.
That's so important. It's really important because the reason we go is that's the reason we're going. It's like, it's R&D, you know, it's research and development. I always think about, I don't know if you guys ever read Sam Walton's biography, or I don't think it's a biography. It's a biography.
Yeah.
And it talks about how, and he's the guy who started Walmart. Okay. Yep. So originally he had one Five and Dime store in Bentonville, Arkansas. That's how he started, just like everybody else, with one business. And what he would do, and the reason he was so good, he was so committed to innovation and making his business better, that he would literally get in his car and he would drive all around the country to see best practices for Five and Dimes, for hardware stores all over the country. And he would come back and he would take the best of what he would learn, and then he would go ahead and implement it. And what's great about a conference, if it's a good conference, that's basically what the conference, you know, the people who are putting on the conference, that's what they're doing for us. Yeah. So instead of having to drive all around the country to find out best practices in your business, you get to go there and you just get to, you know, sort of passively listen to them. And so that's why it's really important to know why you're going, right? And then explain that to your team, because especially, you know, people who are on the operation side, they don't necessarily love change, especially if you're prone to change. If you're an entrepreneur, you probably are. You probably like it. It's probably fun to shake everything up. And they need to understand ahead of time, hey, I'm going to come back and there's going to be some things that I'm going to want to implement. But the reason that we're implementing them is to make the business better, because no business can succeed without change and innovation.
Yeah.
We literally can't, you know, if you think about Blockbuster. Right?
And then the other last part of the how, Wendy, that was so good. And you're so right, because that the mindset behind that for being receptive, both going and coming back, is really important. So I love that. The last part for you on the how to think about is, especially because, you know, like, I don't know about you guys, but there've been a lot of like airline snafus lately. So how could you pack for this conference in a carry-on? So you don't have to worry about that, and you can have your luggage with you. And so like a couple of hacks, you know, I figure we could throw out a couple of our favorite packing hacks, but like, you know, if you haven't been to conferences lately, this is like dusting back off. Like my first conference I went to, I was like, why does my bag weigh 60 pounds? What has happened to my packing capability? Now I'm back in my groove, but there was, you know, it didn't go very well the first couple times. So like, make sure you're dusting off if you have non-wrinkle clothes that you can pack, or like, I love the Rent the Run subscription, so I can pre-choose my three or four outfits that I'm taking with me, and they're ready to go. I know, Sarah, you have a shoe favorite on your side.
Yeah. So, well, for packing for clothes, I prefer dresses, because then you don't have to worry about like pants,
two pieces,
and like the whole outfit. Like it's like easy. And then Rothy's are my favorite shoe to bring, because they can squish in my carry-on. They're flat. They're comfortable. I can walk a good distance in them. And so that's been good. And, or like a flip flop, or like, my Tory Burch sandals I take a lot of times, those also squish.
You love those. So how many pairs of those do you have? I imagine you have like
brand.
Nine of them in all different colors.
That's like my, like, what are things you have bought twice type of thing? That's on my list. Like I buy those regularly.
I love that.
That's what works. Well, and for our guy listeners, gosh, it seems to be pretty easy. You could almost wear the same pants and different shirts every day, probably.
Yeah. And you'll be good. You'll be good to go. And then also, I always make sure I have like a charger in every bag. So like, I have an extra charger in my backpack, extra charger in my suitcase. Like, you know, if there's certain tools or things that you need, make sure you've got easy access to those. And then the other things I always like to make sure I'm bringing are like highlighters, gum, or breath mints. Like, you know, an extra notebook if you have a backup, if you do paper version, or, you know, like if there are things that you have that are staples for you, just make sure you're bringing those along so that you have them quick
business
access.
Cards, they're kind of passe, but it's nice to have some of those. And it's nice to have a Sharpie. If you get a business card from someone and it's a glossy business card and you want to write something on it, like maybe a note about that person, you can have a little Sharpie with you.
That's good. I love that. That's awesome.
Yep. All right, so that was the how, and now we're getting to my favorite part, the hoodoo.
The hoodoo.
I have such a low threshold for entertainment, you guys. It's so great to be me. Also, did you see the cute sleeves on the sweater? Look at
these.
Oh, they're so cute.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you should check this out. Check out this episode on YouTube. They are really cute.
All right. So number four is the who. Okay. So the who is almost as important as the what. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you're learning is really important, but who you connect with is almost even more important. Mm-hmm. So you want to really, again, think about your why, right? Think about why you're there, what you want to learn, and then research the key players ahead of time. And honestly, guys, at a conference is probably the easiest time to get somebody's time who's kind of out of your league. I'll just say that.
Big time.
Like if you're both there, you can ask them, hey, can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you breakfast? And you can get, you know, 30 minutes to an hour with someone that you might not be able to otherwise get in touch with.
That's been a key way that we've grown the business has been looking at our current year goal and then looking to see who is already there at the goal. And then I would target them every conference. I would want to have lunch, dinner, grab a drink with a few people that are already at our future goal or at the current goal that I can learn from. One thing that I found to be helpful was sometimes when they're so far ahead of me or so many steps ahead, I almost can't relate or our problems aren't the same to where I think it's awesome to spend time with people that are like, where your long-term goal might be. And I would really encourage our listeners to like, where do you want to be this year? And go spend time with someone that's already where you want to be this year.
Because it helps with your mindset.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's
because you meet with them and you're like, they're just a normal person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're already experiencing the problems that you're going to experience. You can learn so much and actually grow faster through their growth. So
awesome.
So I have a question. Like, let's say, for example, that you're the number one Keller Williams agent and you're looking to grow. Like, who do you talk to then at that conference? Just out of curiosity.
It's crazy. I'm
sorry. Like, did I put you on the spot? I didn't mean to.
No, everyone keeps sending me the numbers. And it's like, we ended at like $35 million in gross commission income, which is just insane.
So awesome.
I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah, you God are buying really... the drinks. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Sarah's buying the drinks. What's that?
No, but
she's like, I run a smart, profitable business, people.
Yeah.
Buy your own drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it goes against my mission of giving back. So we have to be profitable to be able to give back. Mm-hmm. So, right now we're focusing on specific problems that we're having and talking to those that we think are really good in those areas. So like right now, communication is a big thing. It seems to be our thing now for the last few years because it keeps changing with the growth. But then also going outside of being intentional about where we're going in terms of like, you know, Chick-fil-A is a business that we've modeled a lot out of. So like going to their headquarters, like focusing on specific businesses is where we're growing and looking at learning right now.
I love that. You're such a baller.
I know.
Love you.
Love you.
That's awesome. Okay. So you're figuring out who the panelists and speakers are. And then, you know, are there other people who are not speakers? Are there executives, key players, top producers that you could learn from? I would just make a list. Okay. You got your why, and then make a list of maybe 5 to 10 people And you want to do it sooner rather than later because I know I personally get invitations to coffee and things like that, like the day before or like a couple days before some of these big events. And I'm pretty booked by then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty booked because I've already done the hard work of like figuring out who I want to talk to. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you would definitely want to ask those people somewhat in advance and then have a way to collect contact information for people that you meet at the conference. This is also important, right? Yep. If you meet someone, have a way to record who they are, what you talked about, why they're important. And remember that because at a typical conference, you're going to meet anywhere from 25 to 100 people. And it's hard to keep all those people straight. Mm-hmm.
And I will say when you are reaching out to people that you want to spend time with, you want to think, how can I come from contribution and value to them and approach the conversation that way? I have found, you know, you can go and of course you're there on purpose to learn. And so we want you to be like, take, meaning learn. But if you are wanting to spend time with someone in particular, like research to see maybe something that they would find beneficial and come and start the conversation that way to where they, you know, the law of reciprocity is huge, right? So when you come from contribution, when you come from value, you want to help increase their business, their life, make their life better. You will get so many more yeses by approaching it from that standpoint. And so just a little tip on that.
I love that. You know, and everybody has a superpower. No matter how new you are into a business, no matter how old you are, everybody has a superpower. And so thinking about like what your superpowers are allows you then to figure out how you can tailor it. I spent 30 minutes on the phone with one of our Empire Circle members last week, and her superpower is like luxury rental properties and running a luxury rental like company. And she's also doing hard money lending. And so while we had some structural things that we could help her with, she had some really cool things to share back as well that were totally things I probably wouldn't have known to ask her about. But that she offered up and brought to the table. So everybody has a superpower. It's just making sure you understand what yours are walking in will make you that much more valuable in the conversation too.
I love that. And then just one final thing on the who is don't forget giving back yourself. So I know Sarah talked about it in a conversation with someone, but I can remember, I guess it was a while ago, our friend Diane Griffin, our friend and partner Diane Griffin, she said that for every conference she goes to, she thinks about how she wants to take from the conference, but then also she wants to give back. So some of the sessions that she's scheduling, maybe she's teaching a session, maybe she's scheduling time with someone to help them grow. And I just think that's so important as we grow in our leadership. It's actually a part of leadership is to not always be sort of trying to get with people that are above us, but also giving back to the people who were in, you know, we were in their shoes not that long ago. So
we use that phrase a lot. We lift, you know, lift as you climb. And that's a perfect example of that. So I love that.
I love that. Well, my favorite is the do. and I actually love the hoodoo because you should be asking who's doing it.
Who do it?
And so, you know, executing on what you learn is so important. I see people go to conference after conference after conference, and then years, and they're still, you know, learning and wanting to take it all in, but then they're not doing. And so executing is so important. The one key that I focus on is what are the key items that we are going to execute on that we learned, you prioritizing them, and then setting the deadline of the next conference. Because what you don't want to do is just put the notes on the shelf. You never look at them again. And then you really, your life, your business, your family never benefited from your time there if nothing happens after. So the do really matters. So focusing on the key items that you are going to implement, making sure they're on the calendar, making sure you know who is doing them, the who do, of who is doing them.
I'm sorry. Such a weirdo.
I love it. But it's so important.
Well, I got a little tip once. And so especially for people who maybe, you probably have a different system that's for somebody with a much bigger business. But one of the things you can do if you're just maybe starting out or your business is kind of small is you can go to a conference and pick your top three dues. And come home, put them on sticky notes. This mm-hmm. is from Jackie Ellis. Mm-hmm. She's a realtor so awesome. In Florida. Such a great teacher. And take your sticky notes. You can also do this with your team members. Take your sticky notes and then put it somewhere, write your action item somewhere visible in your office, like on your office door, on your refrigerator,
so you don't
whatever
forget.
That looks like. Mm-hmm. And then once the action item's implemented, you throw it away. But you're not going to be walking past that refrigerator with all of your team members' action items. Like, also, it's like, well, did your team member take action on some of the things that they learned? You know, what were their big takeaways? So that's just like a tiny bit of accountability that you can implement to make sure that you actually put things into action.
Yeah. The other thing, I love that, Wendy. The other thing that I think is important is I always time block 2 to 3 hours the first day I'm back in the office with my team. So if you do have team members, I've seen a lot of leaders they message their people the whole time they're at the conference of all the things. And I would recommend you don't do that because it really overwhelms your people. Mm-hmm. Like getting interruptions constantly and not having the context if they're not there with you is yeah. important. Mm-hmm. And so I always sit them down. These were my big takeaways. This is what we learned. This is what, these are the three things we're implementing and this is why. And let's come up with a plan on how these are going to get implemented. Mm-hmm. Is super important. So time block prepping and then also time block time after to focus on what needs to be done.
And guys, the why is so, so, so important for people, mm-hmm. especially people who are good at the operational side of business. They yes. just need to understand the why behind things. You know, take yeah. a minute, help them understand the big picture. They weren't there with you. Don't do what we call, seagull management,
that's
which
right.
is to come home from the conference, dump all over everyone, swoop in, dump all over everyone, and then swoop out. Take
yep.
that time, explain it to them, help them connect the dots because they weren't there and they're probably not, researching all the things all the time like you are. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
that's just helping people know the why for anyone is really important.
Yeah. So good. So good. Well, guys, I hope to see many of you at Keller Williams Family Reunion and give us a big hug if you do see us.
Come to our booth.
Yes, I would love, you also should look at Her Best Life 2023. Look at that as an event on your calendar. We're going to be in Nashville. And that is such a powerful event as well. But we hope you got something out of today. I know that I did. I always learn from my beautiful co-hosts and, we hope to see you guys soon and keep, getting out there. Learning and growing is a key part of having a big business and an even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.